You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Greg, who's the worst player in the Dolphins honor roll? I'm workshopping that Xavien Howard take, but they don't have Madison or Sertan in the honor roll.
Right. I'd have to look at the honor roll.
Zonka, sure. Greasy, in terms of players, Zonka, Greasy, Langer, Warfield, Bonacani, Larry Little, Dwight Stevenson. Those are all Hall of Famers,
yeah,
by the way.
Right.
Kuchenberg, Shula, Nat Moore. Nat Moore might be the one.
The worst?
Dan Marino. Yeah. Dan Marino, Clayton Duper, Dick Anderson, Richmond Webb, Bob Baumhauer, Doug Betters. Betters.
Nat Moore, you've really insulted Nat Moore there.
No, Nat Moore was good, but is he better at his job than Xavien Howard is?
Than Betters?
So. Keep going.
Jake Scott, Bill Stanfill, Jim Mandich.
Mandich.
I hate to say it.
Yeah. Hold on. Let him finish. No, let him finish.
Mandich is in there because of the radio broadcasting, too.
Yeah, that jumps out, though.
Yeah.
But by stats, he's the worst player there.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Taylor Hall of Famer, Zach Thomas. Bill Arnsperger is a defensive coordinator, so he's not a player. John Offerdahl and Manny Fernandez.
I would say Mandich, Offerdahl, and Fernandez would be my bottom three.
Wow. Offerdahl's overrated restaurant.
So Xavien, whoa.
No.
Oh, I like that place.
Should I not say that? I
mean, no.
The truth hurts.
Support local business.
What's wrong with Offerdahl's bagels? What's wrong with them? You are the Cody family. You're going to blaspheme against the Offerdahls.
I love a bagel.
It's no Einstein's.
You can't be good at everything, Dan. You know what I mean?
He created a bagel empire being the second of their, no, the third of their many great, fourth of their many great white linebackers, along with A.J. Dewey and Zach Thomas and then Nick Bonacani.
You lost your hat, by the way.
I know, I keep
losing.
You
look like Carrot Top.
I keep losing my hat. It's such a sad thing to be in here. The only one in costume. It's pathetic. It makes me sad. I got to go do Dan Patrick now. And I forgot that I had the two things today. So now I got to go do that.
Yeah. As that? You're doing Dan Patrick as that?
It's the Mad Fatter. It's not that. It's Alice in Wonderland. It doesn't seem like any of you guys know the character. So now I just feel like a real fool.
Yeah.
No,
you look like Carrot Cake Top.
I'm out on Larry Zonka, by the way.
Oh, Zonka.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Like that boy!
What do you mean you're out on Zonk?
Well, we were talking about how you have to be in or out, and Zonk, during that Ravens game, was doing a lot of tweeting, which I know sounds strange, but he was tweeting the whole time, and he was very... He was not?
Someone has to be tweeting for Larry
he
Zonka,
was,
right?
Why do you say that? Why is that?
You have Larry Zonka in his 70s firing off
my dad tweets on Sunday.
Did you guys see Jerry Jones trying to use his phone yesterday and take a picture with some or take some video with somebody or whatever he was trying to do? Confused by his phone? Like, I think in 70s, 80s, yeah, I don't expect those people to be good at tweeting or to be active tweeters.
Well, Zonka was very critical of the Dolphins when he thought that they were going to lose to the Ravens. And I haven't nary a peep out of Larry Zonka since, except to promote his book. Tired of this guy.
Which is coming out October 4th.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Billy, head down. Billy, don't buy it. Or head on.
Well, Billy, as the guy who's first in on Tua, you bought the jersey, you made the financial commitment.
There's a lot going on here, Dan, that I'm getting a little annoyed with. I hear this one over in the corner, Anthony, who is talking great things. He's saying the Dolphins are not good. He's out on the Dolphins.
No,
but the Lions are good, okay, and Kirk Cousins is good. And right now he was just talking about how great Cooper Rush is.
No, guys.
But he's out on the Dolphins.
No. First of all, I am out on the Dolphins, but I didn't say they were bad. They're a good team, and they're going to do well this season. And I got a lot of papers here.
Why are you rifling through papers over there? What are you doing?
It's like my grandmother before she died. Stu Dotz writes down my top five.
I do.
And last week's top five,
so unfair.
Number five, something about Cooper Rush.
Yeah, there is.
It's so unfair what you've done.
What does that mean?
This is, Billy, please stop attacking Tony for a second. Okay, Tony is doing more research than anyone here. He's getting video. He has got papers. He is working to have football expertise, and all you do is undercut him and say his fantasy
video
picks
and papers
stink, and he doesn't know anything, and he's doing a lot of work, and you undercut him at every turn.
What work is he doing? All I hear him do is tell Danny and Lewis to do things.
Turn my mic on.
He's shuffling papers over there.
He's delegating things. I don't see any actual work being done over there.
What are you talking about? I'm
crunching
tape.
Lewis, do this. Mike Fuentes, do that.
Not true.
Danny,
I'm watching all
this.
22. I'm watching all 22.
All
I'm getting into the numbers. I'm looking at graphs. I'm reading charts. Billy, I'm doing stuff. Don't worry about what I do.
You guys need
He has a beaker in his hand right now for some reason.
I need you guys to stop, okay? Because Tony, I'm telling you, Greg Cody's been making picks for years. He does not care about this the way that Tony does. Mike Ryan has dived deep into wherever the numbers are, the advantages. He's looking for matchups. And Tony, I believe, cares about this a great deal. And you believe that knowledge he gets from this is nothing, Billy. You believe that he knows nothing, that everything he says is wrong, and that you will not fear Kirk Cousins and the Jags.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it doesn't make any sense to me.
What doesn't make sense?
Look at what Mike's wearing. You think anyone cares more about football than Mike?
Mike, I forgot to
discuss it. It sounded like I was second in your rankings. I see your jacket, asshole.
I have the same hat. I have the hat. It's at home, though.
I feel such deep shame to be dressed like this and having the second best costume today because of the jacket Mike is wearing of just all the NFL teams. We'll get back to his fandom that's for sale in a second. But Tony and Billy, though, I don't understand why you keep undercutting him, Billy. Does he not know anything? Are the fantasy picks all terrible?
No, absolutely
not. The fantasy picks are not all terrible. All the videos that I've sent out, basically, they've all been right. The thing is, Billy just doesn't watch them and then just says that I'm wrong. It's weird.
They've
basically all been right, except one. I said fade Devonta Smith. He had 169
all right,
yards.
Well, just, right. Guys,
that's a different story.
All right, well, this is my worst fears have come true, okay, at the height of our dreams, in that you guys are obsessed with this fantasy stuff. Now, you're all doing one games, and you're all of you get all a titter when everyone's talking about whatever happened Sunday because you all got a million bets. Whittingham hates himself. Whittingham he's got too much action, and he's grown to hate himself.
Stu Gotz and Mike have been in this picks pool for a few years, so they invited Chris and myself into it, and it's ruined watching football. Dan, I watched every snap of Broncos and 49ers because I had the Broncos, and I suffered through all of that. What? I could have gone to bet. No, I won. I won, and
having the Niners.
Right. I still suffered through every snap, and at a certain point in the third quarter, I could go to bed. We wake up very early for this program. I could get a good night's sleep, But I looked at myself and I said, no, you're going to keep watching. You're in too deep. You've gone too far. See it through to the finish. And that game was horrendous. But my friends have noticed a change in my mood. Yeah. I am much more cranky now. And it's because I have the Dallas Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb dropped a surefire touchdown in the first half and made that way harder than it needed to be. But
I got your win.
I mean, I got my win, but I'm not even enjoying them. I hate myself.
And Tony and Billy, are you in the same league or what? Because you don't seem to think that Tony has any real expertise, even though all of you guys are studying the hell out of this stuff.
Look, here's the thing. We're all in the Levitard show. Billy, can you give the URL for people that don't know that want to join our pool on Sundays?
Oh, the daily is dkng.co/Levitard.
So we're in this huge 600-person
right off the
pool.
Tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to follow.
It's hard to follow.
You click it, and it takes you to a desktop, like it, and it's all
a thing. Good.
One more time with
slower. D/Levitard.
Wait, come on. Everybody else is talking.
Guys. All right. D as in David.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
K as in knight with a K.
Got it.
N.
Thank you.
As in knight without a K. G as in game.
Yep.
Dot. Just the letter. D-O-T? Don't spell it out. C as in cat.
S-E-E.
O as in octagon.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Slash the symbol.
So it's a dot co.
It's dot co. Slash.
Wow.
Back or forward
easy
slash.
To find.
Levitard. Yeah, yeah. Dan's last name. Yeah.
Just God almighty.
And then that'll take you to a desktop. And then on the desktop, then you have to figure out a way.
If you're on your phone.
Ooh, I'm in.
He does these things for his own amusement. He makes it more difficult.
I asked for a good URL. This is what they gave me.
He can be there by himself and no one is participating.
No, the more people that participate,
you're gonna get there.
No, guys, the more people that participate, the better, because it raises the money that can be won and the number of people that can win. So,
and now they're gambling against you guys who come in here on Monday and Tuesday, and the only connection point you all have is that you want to talk about all of the things that happened to you in the 1 o'clock game.
Well, Witty's won 2 out of 3 weeks, not the whole pot, but he's gotten paid 2 out of 3 weeks.
It was just you and Witty in it.
No, I was very close. I was very close. 1-on-1. Yeah.
It was like 580 people. I won in three separate contests.
Yeah, congratulations.
Last week we sold out quick before, like early Sunday we sold out. So maybe I should talk to them about increasing the people that join.
I think so.
Yeah.
This is my worst nightmare.
Why?
Oh, because now it's infected this stuff. Because it's infected everything. It's in fact, you guys deeply want to talk about your fantasy teams.
Damn right.
I don't think anything is less interesting than someone else's fantasy team.
Other than Greg's Lobo is sponsored by Visible, I tell you that.
That a boy.
I can't wait to do that later.
Add the Lobos. I want to do it right now.
What a weekend. Wow.
Woo!
All right. I didn't mean to do
it. It is time now for a weekly update on our favorite team. Rex Lobo.
I can't believe it.
Wow,
I don't
know. Head coach and president of football operations, Greg Cody.
Lobo. Presented by Visible. Switch today at visible.com.
You stink, Randy. I'll tell you what, like the Miami Dolphins, your Greg's Lobos are flying high. We are flying high. We're 2-1, tied for the PFBI Fantasy lead. Not a tie, though, because we lead the league in scoring, which is the tiebreaker. So the Lobos are in first place.
Top of the table.
Damn right. We are coming off a, get this, you're not going to believe this score. We are coming off a 158-96 victory.
Wow. Tell me every player.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, 39 points.
Woof.
C.D. Lamb. Jack. Yes, C.D. dropped a touchdown pass. He also scored 22 points. L-Jack and C.D., Lamb in sheep's clothing. No more. He's coming for us.
Oh, dear L-Jack God.
L-Jack and C.D. Lamb were two of
He wanted a lamb in sheep's clothing. He wanted to get a lamb in sheep's clothing.
He's ruling. You know what? I haven't been this excited about a C.D. since the 80s when I played him in my
You should have said an actual CD.
I know. I really should have, but let's hit rewind on that. No, the Lobos had eight players in double figures. Eight players in double figures.
Eight?
This may be...
Name them.
I don't want to do that. This may be the best team we have ever had in the 14-year history of PFPI Fantasies. There's never been a better time to be a Lobos fan. get a Greg's Lobos t-shirt at the Greg Cody Show.
Oh, for the love of
merchandise
God.
Store.
Have,
I mean,
do you have a back in my
what's
day?
What's the website?
I haven't been this excited for a CD since Bananarama.
There you go. That'd be better. Excellent. Christopher, what's the website called?
No, at our the Greg Cody Show.com.
We didn't sing the song yet. I mean,
I know. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, no. He said the F word, but keep going.
Low your boat gently towards a dream. Merrily, 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 life is but a
Two and one, and the points leader.
Oh, amazing. Points leader. Yeah, we are in fuego, man.
Right. Because that's really the sign of a great fantasy team.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You have to. Points. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You sell dog handkerchiefs with the Lobos logo on it,
we
huh?
We do, yeah.
Look
we
at
do.
That.
Yeah.
How's old Charlie doing?
Not good.
Annoying as shit.
What? Yeah. He ate my couch.
Wait, the whole couch?
Not the whole couch.
Must be fooled. Let's
talk about this for a second, because Cody's been wanting to bring for 2 months now, as if it's not hard enough to do the show when he's in here playing defense against everything. Do you have a back in my day?
I do not. No, it's in the
fainted
hurricane
in
the laboratory.
Yeah. He fainted hurricane week. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike sure took you to task. Yeah.
Now, come on, guys.
Public shaming didn't work.
I know. Yeah, I'm Mike Shore. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In my dad's defense, Mike Shore named like 6 or 7 back in my day ideas, and I think my dad did 6 of them already.
All
like,
of them.
He was like saying, "Hey, you could do this. You could do this." Yeah. My dad's like to my dad's point. He's, I mean, I'm just saying. I know. I don't want to defend my dad, but it was a little.
Yeah.
Like you are. Who is that guy?
Yeah, Mike Shore made my case for me.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact.
Well, but Greg Cody is arguing that he's out of ideas. Are you challenging Mike Shore to ideas on whether or not he can come up with the ideas that you have not done on back in my day?
I've never claimed I'm out of ideas. I've claimed that after doing back in my days for 8 years, they're harder to come by. Every time I research an idea, it turns out I've done it. Every time people submit an idea to me, I've already done it. It ain't easy being me.
If you're going to shame Greg Cody about a back of my day idea, don't come at him with 7 ideas that he's already done.
That's a bad job.
How about new spins on old classics? It's been a while since you've done these. Don't you have new takes on these things?
I could do drawbridges. I could do menus, but
please,
I've already done those.
Drawbridges was a classic.
Yeah. Okay,
please do those again.
You want to redo them?
My all-time great.
I'm sure he's got new observations for them.
No, he doesn't.
Let's not let this distract from the couch. What happened?
Exactly.
There?
The dog ate it.
But so he's been trying to bring that dog in here.
Yeah,
Charlie.
If you bring it here, then it won't eat your couch. It'll eat our couch.
You do not want that dog here. That dog needs to be trained to stop jumping.
Jumping Charlie, we call him.
On everybody. It's so annoying. I love that. How high does it jump? How high does Charlie jump?
Charlie jumps off all fours.
Yes.
And the tip of his head is 6 feet off the ground.
I love that.
Wow, he's got hops.
How big's Charlie? How much does Charlie weigh?
He weighs like 50 pounds now. He's the world's biggest puppy.
Oh,
he
I
just
love
turned
it.
6 months on
Congrats.
The 23rd, whenever that was.
You can't have a wild animal horse untrained in your house ping-ponging around 6 feet off the ground.
He doesn't know how big he is. You know, he really doesn't know how big he is. We're about to have his balls cut off.
But you have to, that's part of it. You also have to train him.
Well, we've trained him. We've trained him to have long fingernails like talons. Dale Talon, former
Florida
Panthers
balls
general manager. No, we're fixing him. We're cutting his fingernails, his toenails, whatever nails he's got, we're cutting them.
No, just slow down and treat the animal with kindness. And we're going to cut his balls off.
I mean, you should see this animal. He's like, he needs a wheelbarrow like Mike McDaniel, this dog.
Got a pair?
Man, does he get a pair. My granddaughter sees his schlong.
What
and
are
says,
you talking
Jesus
about?
Right.
And
there
says, what's
is.
That?
You know, no, she doesn't.
No, she
there
did.
It is.
Your granddaughter.
It is.
My
there,
granddaughter
okay.
saw his schlong
right,
in the
enough.
Kitchen.
All
and
right,
she said, what is that?
Right. What is this, a game
that's,
of Clue?
What is he doing in the kitchen?
I said, that's what
enough.
He pees with.
She saw his
Okay.
How else am I going to explain it?
In the kitchen with a...
It was a little extended. I don't know why he was so excited.
All right, very good.
Baby.
No!
Can we bleep? Can I take
there?
This out?
But it is a baby.
Anyway, he ate my couch. Not the whole couch. We have one of those sectionals. It comes off in pieces. He ate a 2-cushion, 4-foot-long section of couch. just gnawed it. And it was a sad situation. My wife was very upset. Had Michael over. We separated the cars. We took it off. We now have an L-shaped sectional that's really not an L, proper L anymore. And it's, you know, we had to reconfigure the area to make it work, and it just hasn't. And that's what Charlie has wrought. But we hope when we get him fixed, he's going to calm down. We're still optimistic. We are not thinking of giving him up. We stand behind the dog, despite all the heartache. We stand behind Jumpin' Charlie. We love him like a pet, and we're going to move forward. Questions?
He's going to do a press conference.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
During one long evening at the Burtons, Robert sent their guests Tennessee Williams and director Joseph Losey running for the door. But in Burton's words, she insulted Rex. She's talking about Rex Harrison. Rex sexually, morally, physically lay on the floor in the bar and bark like a dog, started to masturbate her basset hound.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's happening?
I don't know.
There's also another one. This is the book, and I'm like, how do I, you know, because to Mike's point, he has to know I read the book. Well, okay, listen, I highlighted this part, so you know that I read it.
Stugatz.
Have you ever met Mike before today?
No.
No, first meeting.
So your thing is, in the first 5 minutes, let's talk about dog masturbation and giraffe.
Because I knew he would be able to relate to the subject matter. He would know what it's
how
like.
So?
Because he's a guest on the show, and the guy's trying to impress him. He goes, okay, what's going to go with? So I figured masturbating a basset hound was definitely something he could at least appreciate.
Weird assumption to make.
Was he right or wrong?
I'm gonna say he was wrong.
This is the Don Levitard show with the Stugatz.
My dad gets mad because the dog gets way more excited to see me and my mom than him.
Well, because I trained the dog.
What?
He knows better than to jump on me.
That's not true.
I'll cuff him.
What?
Well, he ate your couch.
Yeah, but he didn't eat me.
You don't have him trained.
Right.
Well, he's being trained. I mean, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel.
You're paying Adonis to train him.
No, I'm not.
Adonis, really?
Adonis trains dogs.
No,
too?
But they are getting the dog professionally trained, not by Adonis.
We've had a trainer over a few times, and she's while nice, she's done no good.
But she's nice.
Yeah.
All that matters.
I think it requires more than a couple of times.
She's one of these trainers where it's like, don't say no to the dog. It's like, hey, I'm going to say no to the dog, okay? Yeah. How about you find a way to train me? Like, let me train the dog while saying
it's the
no.
The exact opposite.
Like, it's like they don't like the word. It's like it's a dog.
No, but it can be positive reinforcement.
Oh, enough
you
with
can
that.
Treat the animal
don't
like
don't get physical with the dog,
kindness.
But hey, you can say no.
You can train an animal with kindness, but you need a trainer's help.
Greg, you should bring your dog into to the show every week, and then afterwards head over to the Petco right over here. I had a dolphin trainer train my dog. Dan met him one time. He sent me a picture right
really?
Here at the pet store. Yeah. He also trained dolphins, but now he trains dogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
My dog is becoming trained. He knows my tone of voice. When I say, hey, but I say it with a B, like, bay, that's a sign to him that I mean business.
Why do you do that?
Bay.
He has done something wrong.
It's a scary sound. But also not unkind. Just a bit weird.
Yes.
But also it's got the hint of menace.
But this could be part of the problem is that you're confusing the dog with nonsense.
Well, he knows the tone of bay. Yeah. He knows the tone of bay.
Does he stop? I mean,
yes,
really.
He gets guilt washes over his face when he hears that sound. I swear,
wow.
I'm not lying.
Well, and it's not exactly cruel. It's a cue. It's like that. But still, Charlie ate the guy, ate the couch. So,
like the other day, I caught him with a record album in his mouth. I'm like,
bae.
He immediately drops it, gets guilty, and slinks away.
What record is it?
It was a classic Elton John album from the very early 70s, 11-17-70, a live album. My wife, God bless her, this is the kind of thing she does. I was heartbroken because he not only ate the record sleeve, but he chipped into the record itself. My wife goes on Amazon or whatever the hell you do, and a couple of days later, in the mail, arrives that album. So I love my wife, have for a long time. And but that's what Charlie does, and he drops it. So
this from Ben Volen.
You died and came back a better co-host.
Really, you're amazing today. Tour de force, man.
And died.
Bow, bay.
You realize Jumping Charlie just thinks daddy's unspeakably weird.
Right? Okay. Get in line, Charlie.
I don't know what this creep is capable of. Who's wandering around the house going, burr.
I know. And I'm the only one constantly there. Everybody else works for a living.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Don Lebatard.
What did Stugatz just text you, Mike? While Bob Costas was talking very eloquently about the things that are producing anxiety in America and beyond, what did he text you?
Yeah, during your enlightened conversation, I got a text from Stugatz that said, Todd Gurley, Ravens. To which we all had to search for what he meant because there's no report saying that Todd Gurley signed with the Ravens. He was just texting me about a visit Todd Gurley is presently having with the Baltimore Ravens.
According to Adam Schefter, I think it's a 1-year deal now, Mike. So he gets a chance to prove himself again. Right, it's a big deal, Mike. Todd Gurley,
a 1-year prove it. I love a 1-year
prove it. A 1-year prove it deal.
Stugatz.
It's just so he says it was Adam Schefter. So I look at Adam Schefter's Twitter account, couldn't find anything. Jess went and tracked down the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the red flags on this account. One, the handle Spots Centra.
But you realize you can read that very, very quickly and think it's, you know, it's...
Mistake number one. Mistake number two. There was no check mark. It was that thing that people do to try and fool people of the white circle that kind of looks like the check mark, but is not. Sign number three. The avatar. It's the SportsCenter logo, but in fairly sizable print above it is the word not. All the red flags, and yet Stugatz is still going. Todd Gurley, Ravens buddy.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Pro Football Talk's power rankings are out.
Oh, wow.
What do you got?
Well, they got the Dolphins.
What has Duke the Insider got? Because you're all in on Tua, and Ben Volen is reporting the last 16 years NFL teams are 2-106 when being outgained by at least 275 yards. The two wins, Dolphins versus Rams in 2020, that's Tua. Dolphins versus Bills the other day, that's Tua.
He's got you right where he wants you.
He wins even when you outgain him by 275 yards.
Wow. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk.
What's he got?
Have the Dolphins, in their latest NFL power rankings, week 4, 2022, ranked number 1.
Yes!
Yes! Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
He dropped the dookie.
Here's the blurb. To be the best, you got to beat the best.
Wow.
And they did. Bills fell to 3.
goosebumps.
Wow.
As you're saying that, on Get Up right now, Robert Griffin is doing his, and I got a spoiler on Twitter.
Oh, geez,
really? I think
he's said the Dolphins the other day.
Well, and he's doing a top
five.
We're
watching
and
it live, but he just did
Hold on.
Chiefs.
Hold on.
Number five, the Chiefs. Number four, the Ravens. Number three, the Bills. Number two, the Eagles. Here number one. Who could it be?
Hold up.
RG3.
Eagles are number two, according to RG3.
Same with PFT, by the way. Eagles number two there as well.
Wow.
Who could it be?
Look at the smile on Greg Cody's face.
He dropped the dookie.
Look at Greg Cody. And Whittingham's got the Dolphin emblem over his heart, even though he is nationally now considered the biggest of the Tua haters. He's not allowed on, right?
Yeah, take that off.
Take it off right now.
Why are you wearing that? Take that off.
What do you mean? I'm a Dolphin fan.
Take that off.
Fan.
No, you're not.
You're not a Dolphin fan.
Fraud.
No.
Yeah. The other day I had to give, someone sent a cameo to me to give a pep talk to their Dolphins fan after the Bills win because they said that the Bills should have won the game, not the Dolphins. And I had to pep talk this Dolphins fan. And I said, you know what? You're out of here. I kicked that person out. I said, I've revoked your Dolphin fandom. Done. I'm doing it. I'm taking away people's fandom. I'm tired of it. None of this wishy-washy shit anymore.
You've been here like 2 weeks.
None of this wishy-washy shit anymore with
us. He's been there since the beginning.
That's exactly right.
Defensibility.
Of the season.
Right. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
No, I have old Dolphin jerseys. I had an O.J. McDuffie jersey, I'll have you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I gave it away. Goodwill. Didn't fit me anymore.
You guys make the joke as if Billy didn't get here 2 weeks ago, but my father used to say the second season of LeBron basketball, I've been with LeBron since the beginning, since he got to the Heat. as the country hated him. Billy did get here a few minutes ago, but he got here forcefully, and I'm not sure that it's not a good idea to bully Whittingham into removing his emotional fandom gear because he has been nationally anti-Tua. You're viewed as a voice.
It's not bullying him. I'm enforcing the law.
Whittingham is the only one I've seen in the national media totally comfortable going right at Tuanon.
So we want to bully Whitty, but we don't want to say no to a dog. Got it.
That's right.
We're enforcing the laws.
Whitty, you finally have what you've wanted.
You have
a quarterback. You have a team that's exciting. They score points. They have good wide receivers. This is what you've wanted.
You walked in on a Monday once and told Mike that he has a quarterback. I'll take the jacket off, though.
Yes! It works!
You know what?
It works.
I want you guys to do that to me every time I make the show, Kareem. And one of you just...
Took it off.
It's amazing. It's okay. It's not.
I'm obedient.
It's not.
Greg was right. It worked,
doggy. It's not workplace hostility. It's just disgusting and weird. Whittingham, though, I found you brave because you're just crunching the numbers and looking at it and saying a version of the same thing I am, which is, well, I think the Bills are better. The Bills should still be everyone on everyone's number one list. Even
you were just about to come in a couple of minutes ago.
That's rational analysis to look at Sunday's game and say, great job by the Dolphins winning it. There are mitigating circumstances. It's a bit of an aberration that they ran 90 plays, still lost. They had four injuries in the secondary. All these things, they had Phillips out on the D-line. There are things that matter, but at the same time, that's huge for the Miami Dolphins. I don't think you're a hater if you take Sunday's result and say, I still favor the Bills in the long term.
But it doesn't even matter to me. Like, I still had enormous fun. I don't even care if the Bills are better than the Dolphins. The Dolphins are having a really fun season. We were talking about it during the break. I don't think they have any, like, they don't have very many weak links on defense. Their offensive line is better. Their receivers are amazing. They are a good team.
Their coach is better.
Right, their coach is better. Like, I don't think that they have a quarterback where their window is 12 years like some of the other teams in the NFL do. They probably have a very tight window with Tua as on a rookie contract, and you can put Tyreek Hill around him. You can put a very good team around him. I don't think once you start paying him $35, $40 million that the Dolphins are going to be as good, but we'll kind of get to that when we get there. In the interim, they have a very good team, a quarterback who is improving, but I still don't think week to week I'm getting consistent levels of performance from him. But he's better and can allow your team to win games, which he has done his entire time here.
You're the team out. Is fun. You're out. RG3 has made it number one. Pro football. That's Florio. That's not pro football talk. That's pro football talk, not pro football focus. Those are different things. Right. It's not the numbers.
There's also Pro Football Network.
Well, which is it? Enough. Well, all of them say Dolphins consensus, the best team in the land.
Well, and Stephen A's list is coming up at some point in time, so I would imagine that they will make an appearance there, too, because he was gushing over the Dolphins the last 2 weeks.
Tua has a QB rating that's higher than Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, all these great Brady, Rodgers. They're going to have to pay him a lot of money next year,
okay,
right?
Let's not do that just yet.
No, I need
let's,
to do
let's
that.
Let's get to the joy first. Whittingham, I need your help, though. What do I have to go do on Dan Patrick now to say about Tua? Because dressed like this, with no mention that I'm dressed like this, to make national news. Like, what's the thing?
Working a bay.
Bay.
It sounded like you just said gibberish right there. I was a little working in a bubba.
I'm used to him saying no. Like, usually he's like a no guy with the dog.
He says a no?
Well, not but no. It's
one syllable.
Bay.
He's got a bunch of weird noises. So let's keep track.
It's really about the tone, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The dog knows you mean business.
Yes.
Exactly.
Very much yes. So. I'm serious. Yes.
Dan, you want to say the thing?
What's on the docket with old DP so we can kind of help you decide what to go with here?
It's just Dolphins. I assume. Wow. I want to be dressed like this without an explanation that I'm dressed like this by saying something so shocking that Dan Patrick gets on his show something that steals it from us. That we can't get it on our show, whatever the viral moment is. Like, what can I do to make a mess of Dan Patrick or to create some sort of anarchy over there? That
I think you just walk into that Zoom looking the way that you are and you make the impact you're looking for, Dano.
Mm, yeah. Where's DP with the Dolphins? Does he think they're good?
Do I pretend, like, do I get enraged on behalf of the Dolphins that they're clearly the best team in the land and I will...
You should go the other way.
Suffer no rebuttal.
You should say this Dolphin team is overrated. Everyone's getting carried away. They won two games. That. They had no business winning. Yeah, if you want to make news.
Watch out for those Lions. Right.
If someone came to on my show and I trusted them as a guest and just started saying things without conviction, I'd be pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
You're strolling into that Zoom looking goddamn ridiculous. That's enough.
Yeah. And then you say the Dolphins are going all the way. Super Bowl.
Is that what I have to do to be to win? Is that
what say it on DP's show?
Or you could do one thing that you've avoided for 3 years, and that's actually share a legit opinion on the man.
You just kind of come at all of us. Like, what are your thoughts on Tua?
So what do you want me to do? Make a choice?
Give him your honest opinion.
Give him your first Tua opinion. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Have that be the exclusive.
Not for your show, for the Dan Patrick show.
Personal thoughts on the matter.
I'm printing out the schedule. You do wins, losses with him.
Yes.
Attaboy. Yes.
Just start singing the Dolphin fight song.
There you go.
That's another alternative.
Or low, low, low your boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
That one.
Gently towards the dream.
Low, low, low your boat. Gently toward the dream.
Yeah.
Maryland, 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 Maryland.
Life is but a matter.
My dad goes, yeah.
Bay.
You used to do that with like our old dog where they would make some noise whenever they would like think they hear someone outside. You would like mock Sandy with like a bow.
Well, dogs make that sound sometimes when they bark. When a dog is...
When they fart?
No, like a dog when it's like unsure of something but they don't know something. It's more of like a...
Bow.
Yeah, just like I'm going to like... In case there's somebody out there, I want you to know I'm here.
Like a Tim the Tool Man Taylor grunt.
Dogs make a human sound when they're yawning. When a dog yawns, it makes a human sound.
Hey.
That kind of thing.
You do that when you yawn?
Yeah.
Humans do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to let it out and make a noise. You do.
Yeah. What I do now when I yawn is, hi, everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
My cousin's dog used to say hello. You'd go to the front door and you'd be like, hello, hello, hello. And you go,
Yeah, that's every time.
Did you ever see the viral video of the dog that just kept saying, Ira?
No.
Yeah. No.
A dog that says, Ira, Ira, Ira. Sun Sentinel subscriber, apparently.
Talking to Winderman.
Billy, are you certain that you're hearing that correctly? I think you're hearing what you want to hear.
No, people told me. Multiple people confirmed with me. They had to convince me of it.
I never know.
Well, we are now.
It's never great to just ask that if we're recording.
Honestly, I wasn't sure.
Bye.
Now we are.
We are. Okay.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think. about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.